Stafford scanning right away. Comes to Williams. Met immediately by Alex Anzalone. Loss of a yard.
Whoa, you want to make a statement in a game? How about right here, right now, to start this one off? This is exactly what this crowd needed to get into. Smoked.
Yeah, they say the season doesn't really start until you hit somebody really hard or you get hit really hard. I guess the season started for you.
Yeah, 100%. That was, a fun and great way to start the season, honestly. And like you said, it set the tone for the game and hopefully set the tone for the season.
Well, the game kind of set the tone for the season because if there was any danger of you guys kind of resting on your laurels or believing the hype, you had to fight and scratch for this thing. You had a 14-point lead. You lost it. You fell behind by three. You were one completion away from maybe being put away late in the fourth quarter. Your defense held, and then you guys just went on a tear. I think it was, 55 yards or something like that to tie it up. And then overtime, just handed it to David Montgomery and got out of the way. Just give us kind of your overall take on the ebbs and flows of a really long overtime contest.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, a lot of learning lessons within the game. It was the first, defensively that we kind of played collectively as a group. I know we talked about not playing in the preseason and, just the back end and up front and everything like that. And, we played pretty well. It was just things to clean up here and there. And that's kind of just the growing pains that you have to go along with week one. I know offensively is the same. But at the end of the day, we played a really good situational football against a really good team that made the playoffs last year and probably will this year, and against a great quarterback too. So, it's one of those situations where, you're not necessarily happy with how it played out, but at the same time, a win is a win. Mm.
Well, you talk about the quarterback. I've seen most of Matthew Stafford's football games, I think all of them as a Lion. That was one of the best games I've ever seen him play. When you count for the fact that he was missing three linemen, including his left tackles, lost his star receiver, and was going up against a really good defense, he completed 34 passes, 317 yards. He has hit six different guys. All of them had multiple catches. And a lot of them were just fast. I mean, he just threw it so quickly you guys couldn't get to him, which I'm sure was his intention. You played against him in practices for many years, whatever. Was there part of you that's saying, man, oh, man, he's on his game tonight?
Well, yeah, I think that he, obviously he does a great job of knowing a situation. I'm sure McVay helped him out with that too, just calling the plays in that regard of getting the ball out quick and not letting our D-line get to him. I think they were on their third or fourth string offensive tackle at some point. And, it's just anytime you play one of the greats, it's just, it's bound to happen. But honestly, you can look at the stat line and, the 300-some yards given up. But at the end of the day, one of our defensive goals is holding, six yards and under per reception. And we were able to do that. And that's really what allowed us to win that game. Obviously, you don't want to give up a ton of yards, but if they're going to throw the ball that many times, I think it was like 49 attempts, and it was 6 yards per reception. That's a good winning recipe, honestly, defensively.
Now I think they ran 78 plays. I think you played almost every play. Hadn't played all preseason. How long did it take you to get back in the flow, and were you gassed at the end? That's a lot of plays for a game.
Yeah, it's a lot of plays, and honestly, at the end of the game, I did not want to go back on the field in overtime, to be honest, especially week one. I'm like, can we just, maybe at the end of the game, can we just go for a touchdown and see what happens? but, yeah, it's a lot of plays, and they were doing some hurry-up, too, so that made it a lot harder on our defense. And, it's just one of those things. It's like a growing pain of week one. You try to practice as hard as you can and, conditioning after practice and try to be in the best football shape you can be. But nothing gets you in football shape than playing in an actual game.
Well, you're old enough to remember the days when even guys as talented as you played in the preseason. So what's the difference now in that first game versus if you play, real football, even for a couple of series, is in the preseason?
Yeah, Yeah, I honestly don't really think it's really playing. I think that playing in the preseason is more just, you know, getting a feel for it and, you know, making a tackle or two and just saying, you know, you kind of like check it off the list. But as far as playing in a real live 78 game or 78 play game, nothing gets you really prepared for that unless you're in it. And you just try to go in it, you know, in the best shape possible, honestly.
Yeah. Well, the Lions, as you point out, did what they needed to do defensively when they had to. You know, it was a bend but don't break. The Rams had some incredible long drives, but you had an interception in the end zone right when it looked like, you know, they were really getting a lot of the steam underneath them. And Kirby Joseph picked one out of the end zone there, and that was a huge play. I think we have that actually here. Where is that one there? Cut two.
Off in time, and Stafford throwing in zone. It's intercepted by Kirby Joseph. Stafford throws his first interception against the Lions in three games, and a rare red zone turnover, something they didn't do all of last year.
That was huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so was that, I thought, the holding penalty that they took on the 1 yard line, which was a result of Aiden Hutchinson just being Aiden Hutchinson, and just, you know, if they didn't hold him, he would have killed somebody.
Yeah, 100%. I think that they were 2 for 5 in the red zone, and our goal is to hold them below 50%. And, you know, I think last year they were the number 4 red zone offense in the league. And sorry, I'm hitting you with all these stats, but
yeah, you studied up for this segment. I'm impressed.
But no, that, honestly, the number one goal of defense is limiting points, and you know, a turnover in the red zone is gigantic. That's more than huge, and you know, holding them to the field goal is huge. And when you're playing really good teams like that, that's what you have to do, and that's what the difference is in these games is, you know, playing really good situational football in the red zone, third down, 2 minute, trying to get a stop at the end of the game, and all those things add up.
Mm-hmm. How long is that kickoff going to last? I'm bored with it already.
honestly, you don't even want to risk it, you know, just kick the touchback and take the ball at the 30.
Yeah, just really do that.
Well, it just looks weird to watch. It looks like electric football when you were a kid and you forgot to turn it on.
Exactly.
You know, so they're all frozen.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, and I'm sure they're gonna probably move the touchback up to like the 35 or something to get teams to start actually returning these kicks. So we'll see. I mean, right now it's kind of they're just figuring it out, and I know the special team coaches are trying to figure it out too.
Yeah, I read where they did the numbers, and the average return gets you to like the 29-yard line. And
exactly.
Since if you don't return it, it gets to the 30, you might as well just not return it. So they originally were going to do the 35-yard line. So it's like, well, it's worth 6 more yards if we do that. 6 yards could be a difference. So do it. But you're right. They'll probably end up going back to that. I want to ask you, as we're talking to Alex Anzalone here in 760 WJR, about David Montgomery, who was the story at the beginning, and he was the story at the end. It was just hand off to him, and plow, plow, plow. And in the overtime period, he had 45 yards and was just ripping through them, including, of course, fittingly, the final play, cut 7 here of the entire night. Here it is.
First and goal from the one. Montgomery, it is a Lion.
Now, since you're all exhausted over on the sideline and do not want to go back out and play defense, how hard were you cheering and how much were you watching David Montgomery on that final drive?
Well, to be honest, when it got to probably maybe the play before that, I put my helmet down on the bench and I just started watching the show because I knew we were going to score a touchdown, especially, you know, the way David was running the ball. And, you know, just knowing from training camp, we practice goal line, and when we go goal line, we go live. And there's no stopping David on the goal line, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And Jameson Williams, a huge game, his best game as a Lion, 121 yards, had that big, long touchdown. You must see in practice, you know, if he ever goes full speed, just how much raw potential he has. Can you talk about him for a second?
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously we all know he could take the top off with his speed and, you know, make those huge plays and on these, like, reverses and jet sweeps and things like that. But what he's gotten so much better at is his route running, the intermediate routes, the shallows, you know, being able to go in and out of his breaks and using his hands to catch the ball and just being way more efficient as a, you know, true wide receiver. And that's really what we all see in practice and what we're now seeing in the games.
He can get it up. Hey, I was hearing.
He can get it up?
Well,
yes,
you know.
Apparently.
Yeah,
I was hearing
last night. Some people said the crowd was louder last night. Some people said the crowd was louder in the playoff game. From where you were on the field, which crowd was louder?
I think the playoff game, from my recollection. I think that there was just like a buzz in the stadium in the playoff game. Obviously, there was a buzz last night too, and but you know, I don't think there was anything like that playoff game with the Boo Birds coming out on Stafford, and you know, just the energy and the, you know, it was just that game was like one of those games you'll remember for the rest of your life, and that playoff game against the Rams.
Well, the last night was pretty memorable after the game because Coach Campbell handed you the game ball, cut 13. Here it is.
Defense, man, this guy was all over the freaking field, man. Play after play after play in the pass game, the run game, Alex Anzalone.
Yeah.
Now, you guys get paid millions of dollars to play the sport, and you know, high-flying, charter planes, all that. Does it still matter to you, though, like when the teacher gives you a gold star?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it does matter. I think that anytime you can get recognized like that, it's obviously a great thing. And you know, just as a professional, you put in all the work and time and energy, time away from your family, and you know, to see it come to fruition and get recognized like that, it's cool. It's an honor. And you kind of just try to look at it big picture, and like, you know, I'm getting a game ball for on an NFL football team, so you know, I always say my 13-year-old self would freak out.
And hey, you just weren't all over the field. You were all over the freaking field, which is bigger than just being right, over the field. So,
Alex, did you sleep with your game ball?
No, I did not. This is my first game ball that he gave to me, you know, right after the game. But I've gotten plenty of game balls before.
Hmm. Oh, is that right? You keep track of how many you have?
Do you know what number? I think last year I had like 7 or 8.
Wow.
Look at it.
quickly, finally, what does the team think of Coach Campbell's, is it Applebee's commercials?
Yeah. Oh, they're great. Every new one that comes out, we all send it to each other, and we're all dying laughing. And to see him, you know, kind of, you know, it goes back to him just being himself and not really caring about what anyone else thinks. And he's like, I'm going to do this commercial, make this money, and, you know, have at it. And you know, he's obviously really good at it too, so it makes it really funny.
Well, congratulations on a great start. It was exciting. It was everything I think fans wanted to be, and now you got to do it all
playoff
over again.
Playoff game number 2 this week. The Tampa. There
we go. Yeah. Yeah, you're playing all your playoff teams. Too bad they didn't line up San Francisco, and we've just been repeating the last 3 games of last season as the first 3 of this
right.
one. Best of luck on Sunday, and appreciate talking to you as always.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Alex Anzalone here, brought to you by Moran & Company in Rochester, helping investors retire successfully since 1997.